Father, there's not a truer word than we've just sung. I owe it all to you. Father, the Bible says, what should a man gain if he has the whole world and yet loses his own soul? And Father, this morning we want to thank you that we owe all to you this morning for saving our soul this morning. Whatever we have, Father, in life, whether it be little or whether it be large, it is immaterial. The most important thing is, love has run red. And our sins have been washed white. And we owe it all to you. So as we come around your word just for a few moments, Father, we just want to remember that one day we are going to be transported from this ground into the glorious presence of Jesus. And this morning we're going to have a taste of heaven, ready for the reality when he will come and we will be raised up and transported to be with him forever and ever, all because we owe it to him in Jesus' name. Amen. And we want to give a taste of heaven this morning. Wow, we've already had a taste of it. Don't know about you, but if praise and worship is going to come along those lines, I'm ready for it. Oh, thank you. Someone else is ready for it as well. Oh, well, it's two of us. And we'll make a lot of noise. We will. But seriously, I think we've had a taste of heaven in worship this morning. I think we are having a taste of worship in our morning meetings of praise and worship. And that's because we're coming to give. See, God will meet us if we want to meet him. That's the beauty about Jesus, isn't it? He said, anybody who comes unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And I wonder, my wife, whether you could give that to that young man at the back, Curtis, because he'll want to follow me. I hope he follows Jesus more. But never mind. Most of us plan our holidays well in advance. I don't know about you, but most of us plan our holidays well in advance. Generally, we call to a travel agent or we order a holiday brochure. And let me tell you something, there's more brochures in our house for next year's holiday. That's just nonsense. We've just come back. I hardly got back from holiday and Avril says, where are we going for 2020? I said, heaven, I hope it'll be cheaper. And so she goes on ordering all these brochures every day. I come in from work. I can't open the front door. They're not small things, are they? Have you noticed these brochures? They're massive. And then on Friday she says, let's have an afternoon out. We ended up at the Co-op travel insurance. Yeah, that's where we ended up. No, mate. And the woman says, well, this is probably about 6,000 each. I said, well, I'll take an offering tomorrow morning and see what happens. But seriously, Avril's all ready. She loves holidays. She's planning 2020. And she's saying it's special. It is special. And it is. For Avril, she's had the joy of knowing me for 25 years. And so we're going to celebrate. Oh, she's known me more than that, but she's had the joy of living with me for 25 years. I think that would probably be put it out. She's already had a taste of heaven. But seriously, it is important. It's important to plan holidays, isn't it? It is important to plan holidays. I know some of us are very casual about it. I know some of us just wake up in the morning. My mate was the same. He'd wake up in the morning, phone the travel agency and saying, listen, I'm free this weekend. What can you offer me? And he did it because he could get it cheaper. That was the only reason, because he was a skinflint. And he took his future wife and he took her to Spain and he booked her into a YMCA. He was, seriously. But most of us plan our holidays. And I'm sure once you book it, you start looking forward to it. I'm the exception. I don't get excited. I will when I get there, but I don't get excited about taking holidays. Don't get me wrong. I do enjoy them when I'm there, but I'm not that sort of person who wakes up thinking 42 days left before I go away. And you know, I think heaven is like that for some people. I think they don't mind going, but they're not really excited about getting there yet. You hear what I'm saying? They want to go there. But let me show you a video clip, might help you.
In paradise, they say the coconut tree is a gift from the gods to the lazy man. he can sleep in its shade. And when a nut falls, he can drink its milk and eat its fruit. But for some, even this is too much like hard work. Bounty. Rich, moist, tender coconut. The taste of paradise.
Now, they wanted me to do that advert, but I turned them down. So that guy had to take place, just in case you wanted to know. So anyway, a taste of paradise. Bounty, a taste. Well, you know, one young lady came into my office just before I came out of the service this morning and said, here's what I promised you. She's made me a gluten-free spotty dick. Oh, to taste of paradise. For me, that would be my taste of paradise. Yes. Well, and I'll have a pail of custard. And so I don't know what your taste of paradise is like. For some, it's bounty. I don't know what. But I want to give you a flavor this morning what I believe heaven is like. We call it paradise, actually. Some people call heaven paradise. I only know this. It's where Jesus is. And I want to try and give you a taste of paradise, because I want to tell you something. Heaven is real. Heaven's for real. It's not an imagination. It's not a dream. You won't wake up like Dallas years later. Do you remember that silly program? They brought him back into scream. Apparently he had a dream. Well, it's no dream. I want to tell you, heaven is not a dream. Heaven is for real. And Jesus spoke about heaven. And I don't believe Jesus was a liar. Because that's the only choice you have. If you'd say heaven's not for real, what you're saying is, Jesus, you told me a bunch of lies. No, can I be serious? Because Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and then take you to where I am. Now, that would seem to me that I suggest that God's preparing me a mansion. A beautiful mansion with swimming pools in it. And it's got everything in it that I could possibly desire. But Kevin has got a fishing lake, and he might have some rods which will catch fish. Well, that's well. Yeah, that might be. But that heaven is going to be, it's a wonderful place that God, seriously, God is preparing for you a place. And then he's coming back to take us. So I believe Jesus never told lies. Therefore, I have to confess, I believe that heaven is for real. So that's the first thing. You see, in the bounty advert, they use one word. He kept using that word, paradise. What did Jesus say to the dying thief? Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You know, you're not going to be on a beach with a bounty bar. You're going to be with me in paradise. And I want to tell you something right now. You see, the dying thief didn't have time to say, well, you know, can I do these good works so I can get to heaven, or can I do this? He was dying, wasn't he? He had a few hours left to live. But you see, he realized that Jesus had something special to offer him, and he knew if he put his trust in Jesus, he said, listen, we deserve to be on this cross. Jesus, you don't. But I believe, Jesus, you died for me. And Jesus said, listen, in a few hours' time, you'll be in paradise. You will be in paradise. I believe heaven is for real. And the second thing, we're going to get through this. I believe everything's going to be new. New. The Bible says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Because the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. You see, planet Earth is at least thousands upon thousands of years old. And let's admit, it's decaying. Isn't it? It is decaying. Some people believe it's billions of years old. And it's showing signs of age. We have polluted this world. We've stripped this world. Did you see the fires in the Amazon? Did you see those fires in the Amazon? We are destroying planet Earth. There's now a massive concern about the environment. So I heard it on the radio. Someone said they think they found a planet 5 light years away. I don't know what light years is, but 5 light years away, that's just exactly like Earth. And I shouted out in the car, well, we'll only destroy that one as well. Because that's what we'll do, won't we? Well, we will. I don't know what 5 light years is, mind you, but whatever it is, they believe they've discovered a new planet and it's like Earth. But I want to tell you that Earth is going to pass away. Because the Bible says earth is going to pass away. And the Bible talks even about a new heaven. So I know heaven, taste of heaven is going to be this. One, Jesus said he's coming for me and he's preparing a place for me. So whatever mansion it is, I've got a place prepared for me. The second thing is, though, it's going to be spanking brand new. Ever had a brand new car? Ever had a brand new car? You smell it when you get in, don't you? Brand new car. But a brand new car. Anyone ever bought a brand new house? Come on, you're pretty rich. Some of you, come on, some of you must have bought a brand new house. A brand new car. Mary's nodding. We all know that. But listen, seriously, you know, there's something about having something brand new, isn't there? There's just something wonderful about having brand new. I'm excited that heaven's brand new, because that means there'll be no more sin. That means it'll be perfect. Everything. So get excited, friends. I'm taste of heaven is, one, plan your holiday, plan your mansion now in heaven. And listen, second of all, it's going to be brand new. You see, in contrast, what scars are in our lives? What stains of guilt do we bear in our life? What emotions and our relationship and our memories? Tomorrow morning, I've got the sad, sad job of doing June Randall's son, who dropped down dead. And I'm going to do his service tomorrow morning. It's going to be a scene of emotion, isn't it? It's going to be a scene of pain for June. She's asking the questions, why is my son gone before I've gone? It's a perfectly normal question, isn't it? We bear the scars of pain, don't we? We bear the scars of emotion. How many of us physically get sick? Our lives sometimes can be planned one way and suddenly we hit a crossroad and it goes completely. We never planned that, but it happened. We live in a world that is fallen, that is in chaos, that is broken, friend. Many of us know the pain of seeing our daughters and our sons and things like that not being where we would love them to be. Our parents where we'd love them to be. World is full of pain. We have stripped it away. But God says, I want to give you a taste that, listen, one day you can inherit something that is brand new. You see, thirdly, the investment says this, when I get to heaven, I'll no longer cry. No longer cry. Wow, think about it. Seriously, think about it. Tomorrow morning, it's not going to be a great day, is it, folks? There's going to be tears shed tomorrow morning as they enter into that little crematorium. And rightly so. But the hope, you see, that I have is that I'll be reunited with those that I'm saying goodbye to. Because they've gone before me into heaven. And God says when that day comes, heaven one will be a place that he's got ready for you. Second of all, he'll make that place that you are going to live in brand new. And thirdly, he will say, stop crying. We don't cry here in heaven. Because there's nothing to cry for. Isn't that wonderful? I want a taste of that. I want to know what it's like not to cry. Not to be in pain. I want to tell you something. That's why when Jesus said, I will wipe every tear from your face. Listen else to what he says. Wow, isn't that wonderful? You will walk around heaven and you won't need bodyguards. You won't be worried. There'll be no more broken homes and broken lives. Friends, we've experienced it. I don't know about you. I've experienced a broken home and broken life. Never thought it would happen. I want to know that there'll be no more falling apart when we get to heaven. There'll be no more broken dreams. There'll be no more cancer. Wow. That word cancer. No more cancer. No more strokes. No more war. Can you imagine a world where there's no more war? I don't think we can have the concept, can we? We've lived all our lives with someone somewhere. And God says, I want to tell you something. I've got a place for you, Ed. You're never going to have to worry about that at all. I hate airports. I really do hate airports. Because the security, and I know they have to have it. But you go through, don't you? Hours and hours of sitting in an airport. Why? Because they want to make sure there's no bombs in the suitcase. They want to make sure that, and that's fine, that's what we want, isn't it? But that's the life we all live in now, don't we? You know, we get to a train station and you hear people say, if there's a package, don't we? No, seriously, don't we? If there's a package, will you please inform someone? Because we live in a world where we are terrified, aren't we? We are terrified. We were in Berlin. We're just coming back. No, it wasn't Berlin. It was Berlin. And this guy dropped his holder on the floor, came down the stairs and went and left it. And we were all sitting thinking, whoa, I'm not happy about this. And that went on for about 2 or 3 minutes, and it finished, we went to the police. And the police came and they looked at and then spotted the guy, didn't they? And they brought him back up the stairs, they made him open that cage, they arrested him and they brought him back. And then about half an hour later, they released him and he was walking down on the railway station. I was thinking, I hope he's not getting on my train. Well, because we live in fear, don't we? Let me give you a taste of heaven this morning. One, it's a place that God has for you. Two, it's real. Three, it's brand new. Four, there's no more tears. And five, there's no more fear. There's no more living in the sense of looking behind you, looking in front of you, wondering, those days have ended. What a place to be. Finally, there's no need for the moon to shine or the sun, because the glory of God is going to fill that. I don't know you, I like nighttime driving. Weird, but I like nighttime driving. I love to see the headlights come on and that. But a lot of people just don't like nighttime at all. In fact, I was going to go around and water the allotment last night. It got to 8 o'clock and it got a bit dark, and so I chickened out. But some people just don't like the dark, isn't it? Because the darkness. But where Jesus is, there's light. There's light. God's going to illuminate heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that glorious that Jesus illuminates heaven? And that's why I read those verses out this morning for. Everybody was around the throne. And what were they doing? They were worshipping. They were praising. And God was illuminating heaven. No electricians needed. Hallelujah. But you know, sadly, very sadly, you see, when we plan our holidays, I don't care where we go, really. Just let Avril get on with it. I just let Avril get on with it. I mean, I'll have some input into it, but I'm not really that fussed, unless she talks about flying too many hours away, and then there's a full stop going on it. But I can say to Avril, I don't want to go there, or I don't want to go here, I don't want to go there. And you know, for some people, heaven's like that. Some people don't want to go to heaven. You might find that strange to say, but it's true. Because you see, in order to book your seat in heaven, the brochure says you have to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sin. And that the Lord Jesus Christ took on you everything that you have done wrong. And that you are a sinner. You've got to admit you are a sinner. That's the first part of the brochure. And then the second part is to believe the Lord Jesus Christ came and died for your sin. And gave his life that you might live. His love ran red, that your sin might be washed white. And then the third thing is, you have to confess that Jesus Christ can save you, and you're a sinner, and ask God into your heart. You see, it's no good believing that. No good believing something. You've got to act on that belief. Do you remember we talked last week about revelation, reaction, result? And God's saying, I wish that wasn't true. I wish that statement there wasn't true, but some people say, I don't need you, God. God's saying, but I want you. No, I don't need you. I can make my life work well, perfect as it is. Hey, God's saying, no, please, please, please. No, no, no. I've looked at the brochure, God. I've looked at the brochure. I've seen what you've got to offer me. Number one, as I've opened the brochure, I can see you're offering me a lovely place to live forever. Secondly, I see it's brand new. Oh, that's great. Thirdly, I see there's no more crying. Yeah. Fourthly, I see there's no more pain. There's no more cancer. There's no more worry about this or worried about that. Well, I've looked at it, but I don't quite like the last bit. How do I get there? And you pay for it by admitting you're a sinner, believing Jesus died for your sin, and confessing Jesus Christ and saying, Jesus, will you come into my heart and will you come into my life? I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. The moment you do that, Jesus does, and he says, heaven is yours. But friend, I tell you, God talked about hell just as much as he talked about heaven. And we don't like to use that word, and I don't like particularly using the word, but that's what God says, isn't it? You make a decision that you want heaven. and rather than go to the other place, because there's only two places. I really do hope. And to do that, I want to ask you, are you going to make the trip of a lifetime? Because heaven's forever. I wonder, are you booked up? I can tell you the next few weeks, I'm just going to go on and on and on and on and on until that's booked. But seriously, Avril wants to get it booked up and wants to show that it's organized. Can I really be serious? Because we're finished. Are you booked up for heaven? My question is this. Have you gone to the travel agent? His name is God the Father. Have you sat down with him and said, what have you got to offer me? And God says, I've got to offer you a real, real place forever. Well, how much does it cost me? It costs you to admit that you're a sinner and that my son died for you. And ask him into your life and allow him to live in your life. That's how much it'll cost you. And the moment you do that, you've booked your ticket for heaven. And you know something, what's wonderful? It'll never get cancelled. Hallelujah, there'll be no phone call at the last minute. I won't have to take insurance out. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I want to give you 1 minute to consider it as you watch a video, and the musicians will be coming to get ready to play this 1 minute video. As I ask you to consider this morning, have you been to travel agent? Have you booked your destination? I'm going to say a prayer, and then you just say this prayer in your heart and truly mean it. That's all God is concerned about this morning. And then the musicians are going to lead us in our final song. You just say this prayer after me. Father God, I believe I am a sinner, but I also believe Jesus died for me. Therefore, I ask you to forgive me for my sin, to come into my life, and I choose to live for you. Father, because I have asked, I have received. Thank you.